The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Present your case to our experts by calling in between 12:30 and 1 on Sundays. To get involved with today's clinic, call now. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now your host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Thank you and welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Have you ever felt lost staring up at the bewildering mountain of medical information coming at us from everywhere? Perhaps trying to understand a new diagnosis or just confused over conflicting medical information you hear? Then you have found a new home, a new resource you can use to clarify the medical confusion in your life. We won't be practicing medicine on this radio healthcare clinic, but like a family member who is a medical specialist in the disease you are fighting, we are here to help guide you to reach a better partnership with your existing physician, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and reduced financial burden on your family. Every week, we will cover a different medical topic with different guest experts, and I will be your host and moderator. You can call in between 12:30 and 1 and give your case history to the guest expert. Then your case will be discussed during the show between 1 and 2 p.m. You can be on the line to ask follow-up questions, and others can also call during the show to ask a question or make a pertinent comment. This radio clinic is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation and underwritten by the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center. The mission of the Focus on Females Education Foundation is to help make you a lay expert for your specific medical disease or problem. It's like gaining life-saving knowledge without all the college. The foundation does this with its unique education programs. We are now starting the radio clinic, but our passion for this work manifested almost four years ago with the annual free Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium. Our last symposium this past March drew over 1,100 women, and you should absolutely plan on attending our free fourth annual symposium March 21st, 2009 at the Tampa Convention Center. That is a Saturday. At our one-day symposium, we have over 20 physicians speaking plain English and answering your questions, giving free hour-long seminars on over 20 different medical topics. The physicians practice at a number of hospitals and locations in our community, including Memorial Hospital, Moffitt Cancer Center, and University of South Florida, plus University Community, Tampa General, and St. Joseph's Hospitals. Topics range from heart disease to over six different types of cancers, plus nutrition and cancer prevention, diabetes, sleep disorders, depression, dry eye, bladder incontinence, menopause, and others. For those of you who want to get into fitness, we also have at the symposium eight different types of introductory fitness classes taught by licensed trainers, including Pilates, yoga, resistance training, circuit training, kickboxing, tai chi, stretching, and Zumba aerobics. Plus, we have health screenings and chair massage. Again, it's all free. For more information on Focus on Females, the annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, and the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, please visit our website at focusonfemales.com. For the radio show, go to the home page and click the button on the lower left. This will bring you to the radio clinic page where you'll see the upcoming calendar of topics and experts on our radio show. From the home page, you can also contact me with an email message or question or suggestions for future topics. And by all means, if you find that we have helped you or your family, or that you see the value in what we are doing, please make a donation to the Focus on Females Education Foundation. The post office box address is on the radio clinic webpage. And now, I'd like to introduce today's guest expert. The topic for today is migraines and headaches, and our guest expert is Dr. Robert Wilson, who is one of the most compassionate, caring physicians I know, and I am proud to know him and consider him a friend. Robert Wilson is a board-certified neurologist who is a partner at the Tampa Neurology Associates and Axiom Clinical Research. Tampa Neurology Associates has had 2 decades of providing neurological care to Tampa Bay. Dr. Wilson has been part of Tampa Neurology Associates for the past 5 years. Dr. Wilson was trained in neurology at the University of Pennsylvania Health System in Pennsylvania. He also completed a fellowship in neuro-oncology and pain at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He was on staff at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia as neuro-oncologist prior to moving to Florida in 2001. During his time at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, he developed an interest in research and clinical care for neurological pain. His practice in Tampa neurology is focused on migraines, headaches, multiple sclerosis, memory disorders, and hospital consultation. Also,